This is the Steve Cochran Show.
My conversations with you, the American people, in living rooms and in schools, at farms, on factory floors, at diners, and on distant military outposts. Those conversations are what have kept me honest and kept me inspired and kept me going. And every day I have learned from you. You made me a better president, and you made me a better man.
President Obama leaves office on Friday with the highest approval ratings he's had since he's been in office. It's a significant accomplishment. And in no small part, I know he'd give a lot of credit to Valerie Jarrett, his senior advisor, coming home to Chicago, who joins us now. Nice to have you back on the show. How are you?
Steve, good morning. It's always wonderful to be on your show. You remind me of home, and there's no place like home.
And you're coming home soon. Now, do you need a reference for a job? I don't want to see you on the unemployment line here.
Well, you know what? I think I'm going to take a little minute without a job. How's that? And just rest and get reacquainted with my family and friends who've been so patient and supportive of me over the last 8 years, where they haven't seen too much of me.
I was talking to Mayor Emanuel about the stress of working in the White House day after day. How many senior advisors last two terms? Do you know off the top of your head?
Very few. I am the president's longest-serving senior advisor. In fact, I've yet to find a senior advisor from any other administration who has served from January 20th till January 20th. But I came in knowing that I wanted to pace myself and make it all the way through. And it was a good time in my life to take this kind of incredible position and opportunity that President Obama gave me to serve our country.
Well, you see the world. You have effect on the world in a ton of ways. And I know the most cliched question is out there, but it's one I have to ask. What's your proudest moment in the last 8 years?
Oh, my goodness. I have so many. I mean, I think the moment that we're proud of today is looking from the fact that when the president took office, we were losing nearly 800,000 jobs a month. Our unemployment rate ticked up to 10%. Now, over 15 million jobs later, the unemployment rate is 4.7%. We had last year the biggest drop in poverty since the late 1960s, 1968, the biggest increase in typical family income in recorded history, 20 million people with health care, a climate change global agreement that will leave our planet better than it was when we found it. There are just so many ways that I am proud of what not just the president and his administration have done, Steve, but the grit and determination of the American people who helped fight back from what could have been a Great Depression. And our businesses get credit, but certainly so do our workers.
You know, the president was very honest, and he said this, and by the way, I'd feel the same way. I was on the air encouraging him to take it up for another spin or maybe take it to Jewel. He said he's really going to miss Air Force One. I know President Bush said the same thing to others. And I know you've said before.
Cool,
I'll bet it is. And I know you've said before you're really going to miss the people that you see every day that you won't be seeing every day now. But what else? What else are you going to miss about the life?
I'll miss the opportunity to travel our country and meet people of all walks of life, ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things. I have had just this embarrassment of riches to be sitting around people's kitchen tables, on factory floors, in boardrooms, just this cross-section of America, working moms who are trying to figure out how to balance the needs of their family with being productive in the workplace. And I've seen a transformation of so much about what makes America great in 8 years. And so that gives me optimism. And it is those stories that I have heard from around the country and the letters that the president receives every day, people I've met at events, large and small, who share with us, you know, what they love about our country and why they work so hard to make it better. And I'll miss those people in addition to my colleagues. And then the other thing, Steve, is I'm going to miss this place. Not only is the airplane cool, but the White House. There isn't a day I have come through the gates where I don't pinch myself that this, you know, kid from the south side of Chicago had this opportunity to work for an incredible president in this unique, special place, the most unique place on earth. And I'll miss that as well.
Valerie, good morning. Congratulations. We hear that President Obama is going to appoint you to the board of the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. Congratulations for that honor.
She didn't even get a break. She's already working. It's unbelievable.
I know. It's a wonderful honor. And thank you for your service, too, because I know a lot of young women look up to you as a role model as well.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I've learned a lot of lessons over my increasingly long career, and I think that every young girl deserves that same shot that I had. And one of the prides of my last 8 years has been chairing the White House Council on Women and Girls. It's dedicated to make sure that our administration does everything we can to help every little girl have that incredible potential and live up to it and let them know we believe in them. And unfortunately, women still only make 80 cents on the dollar. And we know that there are fields like STEM where we're lagging behind, although we are now graduating from college at higher rates than men. So men better watch out.
That's right.
But as a lot of people say, if you really want to build a workforce that's going to compete in this 21st century, it better be diverse because we're in a globally competitive marketplace. And women need a seat at the table.
I'm a Southsider, too. Do you plan to return to Chicago? I mean, there's talk of you possibly running for governor or for mayor.
Well, what I'm going to do first, Andrea, is get some sleep. I am going on vacation starting January 20th, and I'm going to give my future some thought. I have no plans to run for office. What I really want to do is just figure out, do some soul searching and think about, you know, what do I really want to do to continue to be a force for good? And what path will that take? And it would be premature for me to get out ahead of myself right now as to what that will be.
No plans is not a no.
That's true.
Right?
No plans. Let me tell you something, Steve. I learned a very important lesson years ago. You might remember this. I used to be the commissioner of planning and development.
Yeah, of course.
And when President Clinton was elected, people said to me, well, are you going to go to Washington and join the administration? And I was a big supporter of President Clinton, and I said, the last place I will ever work is the federal government. Because I was so frustrated with how his predecessor had made us jump through all these hoops, you know, to get our programs where we were trying to help people on the street, you know, in the communities in Chicago redevelop neighborhoods. And I'm like, why can't they make their programs flexible to tailor to the needs of the people we're trying so hard to represent here?
So you
drew
the line. You said, I'm not going to be one of those people. And look what ended up happening.
Well, so that's my point. So I've learned the lesson of never saying never, but it is certainly not on my radar screen right now. What I really want to do is spend some time with my family. My daughter actually just moved to D.C., so she's kind of creating a little family tension there. So I'll straddle my time, joining the media, in fact, of all things. So I will straddle my time between Chicago and D.C., but my home will always be Chicago.
We look forward to working with you. Valerie, real quick, will the incoming administration, you think, work with Chicago to combat many of our problems here and some of the unfinished business that President Obama didn't get to finish?
Well, look, I hope so. You know I'm biased. Chicago's the greatest city on earth, not just in the United States. It's in the economic engine, again, not just for our state, but for the region. It's a shining jewel. It is a tourist attraction for folks who come from all over the world. And, you know, obviously we've had some challenges, and Mayor Manuel will be the first one to say that we need as much help as possible. And so I'm optimistic that the new administration will care deeply about our nation's cities.
Thanks for taking the time, and I'll echo what Andrea said. Thanks for the service. Enjoy some time off.
I appreciate you. Thank you, Steve. Thanks, Andrea.
Take care.
See you on the other side.
Thanks, Valerie. See you back home.
See you on the other side. That's a positive, right?
That is.
Yeah, okay, good.
that's the
well, you know, it's an odd time.
Back in Chicago, yeah.